Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Followed by community highlights with Missionary Humphrey in about 30 minutes. Today is Sunday, August 23rd. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, political analyst, community activist, and podcaster Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. How are you today? Good morning, Detroit.
Great. You sound loud and clear.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Yes, good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Lifestyle editor from the Batchelor Davis Group, author, speaker, podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday Morning Show team.
Good morning,
great,
Kim.
Good to hear you this morning. And we are so excited about this morning, and we're just waiting for Prophetess Christy Laster Andrews to jump on the line so we can get going. I want to thank our new listeners this morning. You know, we're starting this new feature today called The Hot Seat, and Detroit City Councilman Gabe Leyland is in our hot seat. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes, but we want to, you know, just kind of alert you to that because we know we'll be picking up some new listeners throughout the week in regards to this hot issue. Devotional leader, prophetess, evangelist, Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, Prophetess Christy. How are you?
I am wonderful this morning. Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Henrietta and Kim. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Good morning, Christy. Happy Sunday
to you. Absolutely. It's really nice out there this morning. As I said, we've got the hot seat coming up today. But, you know, guys, not just the hot seat. You know, we're not going to just pick on people because we got the front row seat. So sometimes in order to recognize people in the community that have great accomplishments, they have great successes, they are winners, they have great achievements, we're going to put them in the front row, okay? But there are some people that need to be in the back. They need to be in the hot seat. And we've got the hot seat today. Detroit City Councilman Gabe Leyland is in our hot seat today. All right. The news and weather is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. Did your laptop or computer crash this week? Does your computer have a virus? Fix it. Let's call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. The Tireman Conference and Banquet Center. Some places are booking up now. Now's the time to book your event. So if you're having a reception, anniversary, birthday party, workshop, conference, political event, any special occasion, let's make your event special, affordable, and memorable. Rental space is available with the commercial kitchen. It's a huge place over there. They can hold three major events at one time. I've been over there. Here's the number to call, 313-588-0432. Again, that's 313-588-0432. It's right on the Dearborn, Detroit border on Tireman. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, passed me a note. She's at a new dealership. She can put you in a brand new car at the Joe Lungheimer Chevrolet. It's located at 475 Summit Drive, right behind Summit Mall. Make your dream a reality. Good credit, bad credit, bruised credit, no problem. With Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, here's the number to get your new car, 248-431-2955. Again, that's 248-431-2955. We'll be right back with news and weather after these messages.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
In the news this morning, the body of 9-year-old Fire Sergeant was recovered from the Detroit River Saturday afternoon. About 9 p.m. Friday, Todd Johnson went missing trying to save a group of girls in the Detroit River near Belle Isle. Johnson is a 26-year veteran of the Detroit Fire Department's Fire Engine 59 and a recipient of the 2017 Medal of Valor. His brother, Jamal Johnson, said, "He was always a hero to me." Two tropical storm systems are moving toward the U.S. Gulf Coast this morning. Tropical Storm Laura is currently spreading rain across Puerto Rico and Cuba and is expected to enter the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow. Tropical Storm Marco is expected to hit the U.S. first near New Orleans Louisiana. Laura is tracking towards Texas. Both storm systems can become hurricanes within hours, and it's possible some areas can get hit with a 1-2 punch. Sunday morning team, any other news stories?
On August 31st in the city of Detroit, it has been declared a Memorial Day for those that have lost their lives to COVID and a day to honor the essential workers that have been working diligently since March during this pandemic. And that will take place from Belle Isle.
All right. That's good to know. Kimberly, Henrietta, any other tidbits you want to add this morning?
Over the weekend, we did celebrate, piggybacking off of what Christy just stated, there was a memorial service for the late State Representative Isaac Robinson. The memorial was, from my understanding, a very beautiful, successful memorial. A lot of the state reps came out to honor my dear friend Isaac, and it was something that, you know, we're still trying to, you know, take and deal with. You know, when you're losing people to this COVID, it's just one of those things that you just don't want to be reminded by. But they did a beautiful memorial for him, and I miss my dear friend.
Yes, and you know, there has not been focus on the victims by this administration in Washington this year, and so left upon local communities and other leaders to step up and recognize and remember and celebrate and cherish those we've lost to this terrible disease. Absolutely. I'm glad that both of you picked up on that. Henrietta, what's the weather today and this week?
Oh, we got some good church clothes weather. Today's weather will be a high of 90 degrees with a 7% chance of rain. Monday, we have 89 degrees with a 40% chance of showers. On Tuesday, we have 87 degrees with a 42% chance of showers. And on Wednesday, 85 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. So we're starting to cool off after today.
It's going to be hot and humid today, that's for sure. I guess we're still in the middle of like a really, this is like a heat wave. I mean, we've got like possibly 90 today, 89 tomorrow, 90 on Tuesday, 89 Wednesday, 91. That's a heat wave. It's 72 already right now, so we're in for a pretty warm day. All right, guys. Today starts a new feature. It's either the front row or the hot seat in the back row, and maybe there are some Sundays we may have somebody in the front row and somebody in the back row. But today, it's Detroit's city council member, Gabe Leyland. I don't know if you all are aware or remember that a couple of years ago, Detroit council member Gabe Leyland faced a round of criminal charges. And now there's yet a second round of charges. The first one was some federal charges. Now prosecutors in Macomb County allege that Leyland, 37 years old, accepted $7,500 in cash campaign payments between 2017 and 2018. And he's already facing other charges already. And he's been serving on the Detroit City Council ever since the charges were brought down. And I think that it's time for Detroit City Councilman Gabe Leyland to step down and let that process occur and let someone else, you know, let the process move forward and let someone else represent the district. This is not the first time. I know that the Detroit news columnist Bankole Thompson has also said the same thing, that he should step down. And I join in that chorus here on the Michael Van Tool Show. I believe that he should step down also. He was, Leyland was indicted on bribery corruption charges in 2018 by the feds for allegedly demanding payment from a local businessman in exchange for favors. He's now facing new charges in Monroe County. But every day, Henrietta, he gets up, puts on his suit and tie, and goes down to City Hall, where he continues to report for work and passes legislation and votes like normal, like there's nothing going on. I just think that if it was somebody else, you know, they would have been out the next day.
Absolutely.
Here it is, 2 years later, and he's still on city council acting like there's no corruption charges. The thing that makes it worse is that the charges are piling up, and it doesn't seem like, I guess if the community speaks out, I guess that's the only way anything happens.
You just
happens.
Took the words out of my mouth, Michael. I was just going to say that if this is only happening because the community is not speaking up. You know, in any other city or counties around Michigan, the citizens would have already been down to the city council board and demanded that he be removed. That kind of pressure would have removed him already. Because, you know, let's be clear, it don't make sense. It's crazy. It's ludicrous for this man to already been charged, to have already had bribery charges, and to still be sitting on city council. What does that say about the district that he's serving? You know, what's going on with, you know, you're taking bribery charge, you know, taking bribes, and for whatever reason. That's not a good look for a city council person. That's not
no.
good leadership.
And I thought that he should have stepped down himself, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, no.
That's what he should have done. He should have stepped down himself. But now it's like now the community, the couple of voices out here, it's like we've got to start saying something or nothing will happen, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I guess I don't think the city council as a whole, has even brought this up and discussed it publicly, you know, as to what should happen, what he should do, what the council should do as a whole. I don't think any of the council members have kind of tap dance around this, and there's been absolutely people are going about business like nothing's wrong.
Like nothing happened. Right.
Every
that's
day.
Where Brenda, that's where President Jones needs to come in at. That's her position as leader of that council board to say, hey, you know what, we need to call a special meeting or whatever it is that they do down there and simply tell them, you know, you can't sit on council with charges. You can't. You shouldn't. So that goes to say to her leadership as well. I don't have anything against President Jones, but at the end of the day, your leadership is speaking for you, and you haven't said a word, and council members haven't said a word. So what does that say about that whole board, that whole body? It may be
right.
A couple of them may be speaking out about it, but at the end of the day, they should have already told him to step down with the first charges and not to come back. That seat should have stayed vacant, and someone else should have been put in there. Some type of special election should have been made to put someone else to represent the district until his charges are either cleared or, you know, if he's convicted, then that's it. He don't come back. But you just greatly sit there and continue serving with those type of charges under your name as a leader speaks to the whole leadership of that council to me. And that's what we say it's time to clean house.
These are serious cases. He faces up to 10 years in prison for each count and a $250,000 fine for each count. And I've been getting my information from WDTE, the Detroit mm-hmm. News, other sources, including the Jewish News. So, you know, he is the son of the former politician, his dad.
Burt Leyland.
Burt Leyland, yes,
right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And Bert Leland also had some, before he died, he also had him and his team face corruption charges then. You know, power must be intoxicating, because it seems like some people will do anything to stay in power. So with all of this, you know, I believe that it's time for Gabe Leland to step down. The U.S. Attorney for Eastern District of Michigan, Matthew Snyder, said that a sitting member of the Detroit City Council engaging in bribery is an extreme breach of the trust of the people of Detroit that badly mm-hmm. undermines faith in local
Absolutely.
Government.
Exactly.
Wayne State University Law Professor Peter Hemming, he's a former prosecutor, he says that judges are much less forgiving in cases involving those who have been voted into office. This is an elected official who's been entrusted by the public with a great deal of authority. Judges look at this as one of the most serious white collar crimes that can happen. So mm-hmm. our experts mm-hmm. are saying that this is serious, but we haven't heard anything from our Detroit City Council regarding this matter or the mayor's office. We got to, keep, you know, hold them accountable. So that's what we're calling for. So Gabe Leland's in the hot seat this morning. We got about three more minutes before missionary Hattie Humphrey gets on the line. Sunday morning team, anything before we wrap up and move to missionary Hattie Humphrey?
I just want to say there really? Is an event going on today. I'm sorry, Kim. Hug Detroit is putting on their virtual backpack event today. It is ran by the Honorable Sky Covington. We had her on our show, Michael, about a month or so ago. And today is our Hug Detroit virtual backpack celebration. So please, everybody, if you get the opportunity, join in. Donate toward the backpack fund, or possibly buy some backpacks and just show it during the virtual party that you have bought some stuff for the children in the city of Detroit. And we're looking forward to this kickoff today at 4 p.m. It's from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. today.
Great. Kimberly?
So really quickly, I want people to pay attention to this case because it's interesting. Gabe Leland, yes, has been indicted on charges. Should he step down? We all say yes. But unfortunately, his district is the one that really has to step up. And this is where it shows how you feel about your local leaders and how you involve yourself. It's the same reason that we come out and say it is important to vote. You have to hold your leaders accountable. Secondly, remember, our former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, it was said that he was so corrupt that he was doing some of these same things and that we were ridding the city of this, yet it's still here. Mm-hmm. And lastly, the individual who has captured this tape is the same individual who went after the mayor. What is going on? Because it seems like there's something else going on. It's much more here than what we see. So we all should be paying attention to that and getting out and voting. If Gabe Leland is not representing you the way that you feel in your district, vote him out.
Great. Well said.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. What a short a half hour. And we're already moving into community highlights. We'll be right back after this month.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and its lead attorney, Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. Make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing got you covered. Call Gail and tell her that you heard it from Missionary Hattie Humphrey, 248-350-2323. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael. How easy it is to forget the master in our work today. The word of God said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that trust in him. Good morning to all of the staff members there. It's so good to be all with you all again, for this is the day that the Lord made, and he loves all of us, and I God bless you, Michael, and to my staff there, bless all of y'all.
Great. And Missionary, we've got our whole Sunday morning team here, Henrietta Ivy.
Good. Good morning, Missionary. Good to hear you this morning.
So good to hear from you all, making me feel mighty good.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Missionary. It's great to hear your voice this morning.
Kim, it's so good to hear from you, too, this morning. It's just good to be alive.
And evangelist,
amen.
Pastor, I'm sorry, and evangelist Christy from Greater Pentecostal.
Good morning,
hey,
Missionary.
It's,
how are you this morning?
I am so grateful to be alive and to be with you all today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're starting off with a great thing. And I just want to say to did y'all listen to the Democrat convention going on week, how many?
Yeah.
There ever was a praying time, it is praying time now with the condition of this world. It's going to work. It's going to be kind of rough. But not for those that love the Lord and stay with him and be with him. But we must pray for our country. Would you all agree with that?
Yes. We're going to see some real big differences between what we saw with the Democratic convention, which I thought was almost flawless. I loved it. Yeah, I was wondering how that was going to work without being in a stadium with tens of thousands of people, but some of the were great. Michelle Obama, former President Barack Obama, Joe Biden gave a great speech.
Yeah,
and it was inclusive. You saw people of color. You saw people with foreign descent here at the convention, and it was inclusive.
Because some of the Republicans have joined, some big names have joined with us with the at the convention.
Yeah, and that was different to see so many Republicans jumping over to under the Democratic tent this year. But then the Republicans are coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be so different. But I really enjoyed watching and listening to the Democratic convention. It really was interesting, and we're going to see some really big differences too.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And how they separate all of this? Like I went to a wedding, the pastor wedding. Sister got married yesterday, and I like the way you can be in the crowd, even in the restaurant, how they're separating people. Things ain't going to be the same no more. Don't y'all agree there?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, things are changing. Things are changing. And that's something I wanted to bring up. We talked about we went out for lunch, breakfast, brunch, I guess you'd call it, this week. And they did not bring us a menu. I had to take a picture of scan the code in that was at the table, scan a code in, and the menu pop up on my smartphone. So that's how we knew the menu. They did not pass out the menus. But we were talking about this, that with one of the things, it's nice that we have technology, but everybody doesn't have access to this technology, and everybody doesn't know or can't use it the way that we use it every day. This, in just in order to download that menu, just to download the menu to decide if I want chicken and eggs or sausage and eggs, I had to have a smartphone, I had to have Wi-Fi, and I had to know how to do it. Those three things are the number one things challenging community. Is access.
That's why I said, Michael, things are never going to be the same again.
Yeah, because I just know that my mother would need me to help her do that. If she was at breakfast with me, I would have to, and she's probably listening now, and she'll tell me about it. You know, she'll talk to me about it later, putting all her business out in the street. But I would probably have to help her. I mean, she's got a smartphone now, but I would still probably have to help her to download and scan that code in so that it can pop up on her, so the menu can pop up on her phone. But we got to remember people who are disabled. We got to remember people who don't have access to this technology, and those who don't know how to use the technology. It takes a lot. And you have to keep up with this on a daily, on a weekly basis, because people like to be forgotten during this time. You know, we enjoy doing this Zoom thing, and we enjoy podcasts and all this new technology out here. But there are a lot of people that have not caught up to this. You know, even our school kids.
That's true.
Access.
Michael, that's
right.
All true. Everything you say is true. Not only they hadn't caught up, I hadn't caught up with it. Lots of people my age and different things. It's a whole lot to go. Until they catch up, go to catch up with it, I guess they just go to a regular restaurant.
That, or you make sure you have somebody around that can help you do it. Yes, for sure. Hey. That can help you. Missionary, I just want to mention a few people that support the program. American Standard Roofing, and I'm looking forward to getting them soon. But American Standard Roofing has been a supporter of Community Highlights for quite a while now, and now's a good time to get your roof fixed. It's summertime, and they can work on it now. They got your lifetime material warranties, certified installation crews. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's family-owned and operated. Best prices. They've got you covered. When you call, just tell Gail that you heard it from Missionary Humphrey on Community Highlights. The number for American Standard Roofing is 248-350-2323. And Attorney Cliff Paschal, Attorney Cliff Paschal is another longtime supporter of Community Highlights. They are experts in worker disability, medical malpractice, probate and estates, real estate, and much more, accidents. Here's the number for Attorney Cliff Paschal, another one of the big firms in Southfield. The toll-free number is 800-826-0101. That's 800-826-0101. Attorney Cliff Paschal from Paschal, Tashman, and Walker. And of course, we've got to mention Franklin Wright. We got three board members right here on the radio. Even during
that's
this.
That's right.
Yep. Kimberly Batchel Davis is the secretary, and Missionary is the dean of the board, and I'm vice president. And even during this health and financial emergency, Franklin Wright is still a strong force in helping the community help itself. And for more than 140 years, it's been a cornerstone in supporting our community. And they have a number of programs, including utility assistance, a food pantry, in-home programs, counseling. That's one thing, Missionary and Kimberly. Franklin Wright, we do a lot of counseling for families and children. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. They think about some of the senior programs and the food programs, but the counseling is a major part of Franklin Wright that a lot of people don't know. And it's a very, very worthwhile organization that we cannot do without in our community.
Right.
And Mark Robinson is chief operating officer, and Monique Marks, president and CEO of Franklin Wright. Here's the number. If you want to contribute to Franklin Wright or use some of the programs and services, call 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. All right.
Michael, this is what I want you to do, Kimberly, or either my other girl there. I'm used to sending mm-hmm. out to the prison. I want one of the two. The prison people that listen, I used to visit, and all the downhearted folks out there. I want one of them to send some message out. Both of them. Remember those that God help themselves. That's what
yeah.
I'm all about. So send out a greeting mm-hmm. to the prison, one of the two of y'all.
So for those that are in prison, for those that are downhearted, for those of you that are feeling depressed, that are feeling low, God still sits on the throne. God is still with you. God sees you. He knows your condition. He will uplift you. You just have to open your heart to him, believe in him, hear the word, believe the word, and follow what he says. Know that when you hear Missionary's voice on Sunday, that she's praying for you, that she loves you. We all love you. Life is hard, but sometimes we have to give it to God for it to get better.
Amen. Now, I want last now, what I want you to do, I want you to talk to those that people out here on the street. I go by Woodman Hall, give people $1 or $2 out there. Say something to the homeless folk. People forget those. Say something,
mm-hmm.
last. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
This was directed to Evangelist Christy Laster.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
is she still
definitely.
On the line?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, okay.
To those that have been experiencing homelessness, to those that have found themselves in a desolate place, we just want you to know that we are here and we care for you. We want you to know that all of us have stumbled upon difficult times in our lives. And there's a beautiful song that we sing, and the words to the song are, "It won't be this way always." That troubling times, weeping, difficult times may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. And don't feel there is no hope, because as long as there is breath in your body, there is hope and there is an opportunity for your life to turn around for the better. So community highlight, Missionary Hetty Humphrey, Michael Van Tool, Henrietta, and Kim, we all care and we all love you. And if you need our assistance, reach out to the show in any way that you can, and we'll be there to provide support, love, prayer, and assistance.
Well
amen.
Said. Amen. Well said.
Amen. That is so beautiful. That is beautiful. And I want to say to lots of them, people still don't go to church my way. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of the mighty. Put on the whole armor. I'm talking about all the people that's already in church, done forgot God, and ain't prayed, ain't did nothing in a long time. He's right there within you. All you have to do is put on the armor of the whole army of God think about him during the day's work. You don't have to know how to say no fancy prayer. Just call on him just as you feel like it. Am I right out there, some of y'all?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We just have about less than 5 minutes left. We had some problems coming on the air this morning, and we lost a few minutes. So we just got about 4 more minutes, and I just want to thank our lines. I just want to just let you all know, because I'm looking at it right here, our lines are lit up. Thank you for all of you who are listening by dialing in. Thank you to all that have are streaming online, listening to blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening to Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Missionary, you have any closing remarks this morning?
Yeah, I want to say some. I want to remember all of those that's in Arkansas, Louis Cage, and Choker, and Mr. Burkhart, all of the people that are here. And I want to say, like I always say in my own way, everything will be all right. All you have to do, just take the Lord God with you. He's already there. Just call his name. He'll answer you. May God bless you. May the Lord keep you forever and ever.
And thank you, Missionary. It's good to hear you this morning. And thank you, Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivan. Thanks for being a part. And, you know, we are working for some bigger things to come. And so we're excited about that. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, thanks. You know, we talked a little bit about what you can do for your community to activate change. And Kimberly, we're looking forward to connecting with you Tuesday to take that further on your podcast too. So thanks for, you know, our invitation to that, because as we can tell this morning, it's very important to work in your community to make change. Evangelist Christy Lasker, I know you're on your way to Greater Pentecostal. What time is service this morning?
Service begins at 11 a.m. Christian education is happening right now.
All
thank
right.
You, you
see, she's working already. I bet you she's got, while she's on with us, she's probably writing down stuff. She's probably working on some of her scripture for already this morning. she's
thank
working.
You have to multitask.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, again, we want to thank all of you who are listening in Georgia, Arkansas, Florida, Ohio,
St. Louis,
Cleveland,
Francis,
Indianapolis, Cincinnati. I know that's right, Cincinnati. Matter of fact, on the way, I love that song that we played last week, Missionary. We're going to play Minister Randall Smith. You are everything. It was so touching last Sunday. We're going to play it again. God bless you. We love you all. We'll see you right back here Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Sister, brother, you.